No, what I'm saying is, the part of the announcement this morning was this shows cooperation between Sinn Féin and both sides of the border. Sinn Féin is trying to take credit for this, and they can't take it. I, along with officials of Donegal County Council and the community group down at Dunleavy, know the facts here. Gerard Foley, ex-member of Sinn Féin, who was the mayor, knows the facts. I went out years and years ago and met officials from Northern Ireland and the South here regarding this project. We went to the people in Dunleavy, and we know when we turned the sod for the play school down there, and when we officially opened it, I told them clearly what the position was about putting in for interreg funding, but I told them in the meantime that we would start the work and negotiate the land ownership. And I had the officials of Donegal County Council out there, I had the landowner out there, and the community group have been at me for years and years, and they will know and speak for themselves on it.
And you said there that this project may be damaged now. Could we see this project maybe not going ahead because of this premature announcement?
No, I believe the project will go ahead, but we're short of $500,000. $500,000 we're short. That's been found to me. I've been on emails last night at 12 o'clock to officials and Texas, and yesterday and the day before, and we're going to try and find a mechanism of bringing the $500,000 back into it. But this has all been costed. We have spent all, since last June, we have been appraised and appraised and appraised till we're blue in the face with KPMG in Northern Ireland, who are there to do a job to make that it's value for money and the project stands up. And we have cut this thing to the bone, but we're $500,000 short.